remember that. I don't know if they're still doing that. And then there was the technician class and the general class and extra class and all those other classes. Canada, they just got the one, the basic one and the advanced amateur, and that's it.
So there's a master class too, right?
No, no such
thing. I was just joking.
Master class. Yeah, I never know what they could come up with. I wonder if they're going to ever go for another letter after the V, like besides VE or VA. If they do, that'll open up about 600. What's 26 squared, the number of letters in the alphabet squared? That'll open up about 686 two-letter calls all of a sudden.
You know, I thought about that. Yeah, that's ironic.
Yeah, that's what happened. It used to be just VE only. That's it. But I guess they started to run out of three-letter combinations from AAA to triple Z. So they got another letter after the V, VA. And what that did was open up 686 unassigned brand new two-letter calls.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, same thing in the U.S., you know, with the... Okay, you got the N's, you got the W's. Okay, where did we begin here? I would have thought that the, you know, we would have started with an A, an alpha, but no, we went the opposite way. And, but yeah, the novice, the N7s and all that, I totally, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, Jim, does this repeater have a timeout?
It's pretty long. It's quite lengthy. It's well over 3 minutes. There used to be a voice that would come on, and it would say, in a robotic voice, long-winded operator. Used to say that. But yeah, but there's four letters of the alphabet that are assigned to the USA. It's WANK, W, A, N, and K.
WANK.
That's an easy way to remember it. Any four letters can be a USA call sign, and for broadcasting stations, anything east of the Mississippi begins with the letter W, and anything west of the Mississippi begins with the letter K, with a couple of exceptions here and there, but that's how it works for broadcasters.
Huh. I'll be damned. Yeah, real good. Well, I learned something every day there. So, all right, bud. I'm going to say 7-3s. Sir Merlin's still hanging out there. I just ate the end of my halibut dinner from earlier, so I'm just going to sit here and marinate and listen to you fellas if there's anyone even out there still. This will be great golf, Real Mio. Echo Golf on the other side, down a little south, Mount Vernon. KK7 Yankee TP, clear.
Oh, yeah. The red eye net in the midnight hour. That was a song by Wilson Pickett. In the midnight hour. And who else did a song with midnight? After Midnight was either Eric Clapton or J.J. Cale.
JCA wrote it, Eric played it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just thinking back on that there. In the midnight hour. Yep. Lighting up the airwaves in the wee small hours.
That's the robot we all know and love. But also, J.J. Cale wrote the song Cocaine, I believe, also. Yeah, he didn't have the singing voice that Eric Clapton had, but sure is a darn good guitar player.
Yeah, the two of them were very, very similar, like clones of each other, yeah. I seem to recall that, yeah. You know your tunes and your musicians.
I've been a music fan ever since I was a kid, listening to my first transistor radio, but now I've been playing guitar for 40-plus years also, but the song After Midnight only has like about three chords, and then it has a fourth chord there in the bridge or something like that, but it's just simple tempo and everything like that, but the rest of it is just Eric Clapton going off on his lead on his Fender Stratocaster.
Yeah, After Midnight, we're going to let it all hang down. However the lyrics went. There's a net up here at 5 in the afternoon on Mondays called the Sounds Good Net. And it's all about exactly that topic. Music, rock and roll and this and that and the other thing, music related stuff. The Sounds Good Net. I think Jim COJ has listened to that one too and checked into it.
Yes, I have found V-Sense here. It's a cool app. There's so much stuff, though. I mean, YouTube, tons of it.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Net. That's not what it's called. It's called the Sounds Good Net. Yeah, on the new Westminster repeater, 145.390, tone 100. There you go. And nets for other topics, too. There's a couple of boaters' nets for anybody who does boating. Used to be a UFO net and a geocaching net. If you remember geocaching, there was a net regarding that topic. And, you can have nets, I guess, that cover just about any topic, not necessarily all radio-related, although there are tech nets. There's one at 8 o'clock on Thursdays here on the Burnaby repeater. They call it the discussion net, but it's usually radio-related topics, the tech net, discussion net.
I have not checked into the Sounds Good Net, but speaking of J.J. Cale and Eric Clapton, is some of the stuff that I play along with YouTube videos. There is a video, I don't know where it was recorded, but it's J.J. Cale playing along with Eric Clapton on two of the songs that J.J. Cale wrote, and one of them that the band Lynyrd Skynyrd made big was They Call Me the Breeze, but J.J. Cale wrote it, and he had a slightly different rhythm, and he didn't do all the guitar riffs that Lynyrd Skynyrd did, and then I think they go into After Midnight, so it's kind of like a medley, but yeah, good stuff. But and then speaking of the Boaters Net, I have listened to that because I get that real good down where I live, but simultaneously, as we're speaking, I've been tracking these two women for about a little bit over a week now, and it's two women on YouTube that are sailing across the Atlantic Ocean in a sailboat, and their YouTube channel is Mara, M-A-R-A, and Gabby, G-A-B-I, sailing across the Atlantic. You don't see them right now because they're asleep. I don't know. It's 7:23 in the morning right there. But it shows their speed over ground, their course over ground, their average wind speed, and their average wind angle. But these girls are braver than I'll ever be. K-I-7-T-O-I.
Now, what is that? Abby?
Mara, like Mar means ocean, sea, M-A-R-A, and G-A-B-I is how Gabby spells her name. But yeah, so look up Mara and Gabby sailing across the Atlantic, and you'll see them live. It's a live stream video right now, even as we speak. But yeah, so they're on infrared right now, so it's a black and white video. But I was pointing out to my wife, Gail, I said, see this basket in the window that's hanging back for us is a basket of fruit. But you can see the basket swiveling back and forth as the boat rocks. But the basket is in level position. Then there's also a gyroscope on the right side of the screen. So you can see how much the boat's rocking. These girls are making great speed. So they're averaging anywhere, depending on the split second, 8.5 knots to 6.5 knots. And if you do that continuously in 24 hours, because you're not pulling over in a boat, is that you'll go about 130 miles a day. And so 10 days, that's 1,300 miles. 20 days, 2,600 miles on average. But anyway, they're doing great. Just two women on a boat, but there are like hundreds and hundreds of people on YouTube that have sailed across the ocean. I'm too old to sail a boat, but it's fun to watch.
Oh. Yeah, there's a couple of boaters' nets. One on the Salt Spring Island repeater, and one on the Mount Vernon repeater, N7GDE. I believe they've got a boaters' net on that one. Oh. They got another net on there for the ladies, the Foxy Ladies Net, 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday mornings.
Yeah, I've told that to Gail, and she's usually doing some other stuff. She's, for a retired person, that woman sure is busy.
Yeah, you get busier after you're retired than you were when you were working. Yeah, I've noticed that before. That repeater is on, oh, it would boom into your place. It blankets the Vancouver area here. It's on Lyman Hill outside of Cedro Woolley, 145.19, tone 127.3. Yeah, the ladies' net, 11 a.m. Monday mornings.
I actually have that frequency programmed into my memory on my Yaesu FT991, so that's one of the repeaters that I can hear. Of course, it's a great, great signal from here. But they have a lot of nets during the week. I think either they have one on Monday, the same time Skagit County has, or not Skagit, Stanwood Camano. That's what SCARC stands for, Stanwood Camano Amateur Radio Club. But Stanwood's in Snohomish County, and Camano Island's in Island County, because I live there both places. But yeah, the swap meet that Greg was talking about earlier, it's held at the Stanwood Middle School, which is right on the main drag going through town if you're going from I-5 to get to Camano Island. And I've been there before. It's not that big of a net. I'm sure it's not as big as the Maple Ridge net or the one that you went to, the Mike and Key. But for a close distance, it's all right. And I think admission's $5. And like Greg was saying, they sell slices of pizza there.
Ooh, how can you go wrong? Oh, yeah, Stanwood. Yeah, that's a very short distance from there.
I've been looking at the bear of good. I take it easy.
You can't.
Oh, not getting clear information. It doesn't matter. Did they have good food there, though? I mean, was the pizza good? M-A-R-A, and then the rest of it, I don't know.
They're selling for probably like $4 a slice when they got the hold on pizza for $5. I don't know. They have like cheese and pepperoni, that's it.
Huh. Basic.
Hey, well, I'm in charge of the pizza, fellas, so, well, I was pizza man last year. But I'm up in the ante of this a little bit this year because the club pay for it, and I'm going to up it to have some pizza.
Oh, which one's with Mara or Gabby? But yeah, fun to watch. Like I said, these girls are adventurous.
You guys are doubling now. But the guy talking about the pizza, I'd like to hear more.
Yeah, well, this is Greg, Golf Romeo, Echo Golf. Yeah, I am the...